This is Down to Brass Tacks. There was a previous caller who spoke about one of the Chinese languages, Mandarin, and another WhatsApper is adding Cantonese. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Ms. Gill.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, sister?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, this morning I'm very hurt and disappointed in young people. It's, I will go out here, some young people.
Better qualify that.
I know we're speaking to you, I got qualified. I had an encounter first that is being taken care of. On Sunday morning, I let alone given a good friend of mine a job in spraying a freezer for me.
Spraying? Yep. S-P-R-A-Y?
Yeah, you know how you clean up with the paint?
Yes, yes.
I let alone given an older gentleman the job, and I gave his young a call. I know he can do it. The gentleman came here, took my freezer, and told me he wants some money for material. I gave him a certain amount, and asked if that is sufficient. He told me, yeah, this would do. Would you believe the two young men took my freezer and carried it and dumped it?
What?
Gone along with my money?
Whoa. You were able to identify where the dumping has taken place?
I got my freezer back home.
Whoa.
But he still got my money.
You said you gave up. I'm trying, let us work this through. You gave up giving somebody else a job to support young people.
Yeah, we're to support this youngster.
Right. And you know of his prior work?
I know of his prior work. He got work for him and all sorts of things.
So what would have taken place that he can take your freezer? How did you get back your freezer, etc.?
Going by him now, Monday morning, out of fence to see how whole thing is going and paying the balance of the money. I saw my freezer parked down the road by a house.
Whoa.
I said, well, this is my freezer. So I went by him now. I don't know if he was home or not, but he and I sent. So he came back and I got some fellas to bring back my freezer for me, but he got my money.
But you called the police?
Yeah, the police is involved.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that the last thing I told him, I said, listen, if you give me a good job with this, you've got the washing machine and my refrigerator that I can give a call Christmas can and they would like to clean it.
Mm.
So those were my last words to him.
That's so unfortunate because there's so many thoughts that come to mind on a scenario like that.
There's no scenario, that's reality.
Right, it's a scenario. You went through a scenario. Your reality could be a scenario. That is a little mind-boggling, but I'm at a loss as to how you have moved from turning up at a person's house, passing your freezer, collecting your freezer, not finding a gentleman, calling the police. There has to be something in between there that is missing. That's not rational behavior. I don't know if the gentleman is on drugs and needed the money at that particular point in time and didn't care about the consequences. I don't know if there was a conversation that took place. That is not
no conversation.
Clear.
Sorry to say that. No conversation took place. Different. If you give me a good job with the freezer, you're going to get the fridge and you're going to get the washing machine to spray.
I have a question for you. Did you know how much was the final amount for the job?
Yes.
So you were only paying partial?
The material, he told me he wants some money to get some material. I told him such and such is sufficient. Mm-hmm. And he told me yes.
Okay.
And they opened my gate and they lift my freezer down and rest it. Really wanted to rest it and go along with the money. So right now he's on the run.
So I would say I wouldn't classify him as young people. I classify him as an unscrupulous artisan. And that happens with both people who are young and old. I don't see that should cause you to be disappointed in young people.
Yes, I have to. In 2011, another incident happened and all concerned money.
So I thought you should have learned your lesson in 2011 and only hire people beyond 40.
But no, this one wasn't hiring. This one was something that's different. I won't go into it, though.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that young people feel that they can just try to unfair young people, but he don't know who he interfere with.
That they can unfair who, sorry?
They can unfair old pensioners, because I'm a pensioner. But he don't know who he interfere with.
That's real unfortunate, though. I'm really sorry for your for this ordeal, because a lot of questions have emerged. I wouldn't ask all of them, but I hope that that matter is quickly and speedily resolved, and you get your money back, and that there's no consistent
not consistent.
Let me finish, or that there's no resulting acrimony.
It's foolishness that that people in general, dealing over him. People in general just like to try to rip you off.
Man's heart wicked, you know. Man, we are a wicked species, and if we don't have any scruples or anything holding us back, whether it be morals or anything, principles, etc., we can do some of the strangest things. This world is made up of a lot of kinds.
I recommend to a lot of people.
Well, you would know now not to go that route. And
I'm not dealing with the young people who can deal with the manufacturers and things. And if they can do it, they will do it.
There are a lot of people who come to that. They said, if you can't provide me with a substantive quote, or if you don't have a business that has an address or that is registered. Some people don't do business because they don't have any recourse after something like this happens.
Before we go on, just take a last little thing. You see this fight with the lawyers and the association?
Mm-hmm.
I am one that believes that any lawyer that is not in the association shouldn't get no work.
Well, you believe that the contention is has more to do with the rights and how to do with the Constitution, whether or not any other law is more supreme than the Constitution. And the reality is that no other law or no other regulation can supersede the Constitution, and the Constitution says you have a right to associate. So if you choose not to associate, you've also exercised your right.
Yeah, you know why they want to do it? Because they want to treat we as they're like, and we don't have no one to turn to. So this is...
Sorry. Why? Who wants to do it? Who wants to do what?
Lawyers don't want to join no association, although the bar association just get a lot of licks for not dealing with people, business, and lawyers. But I would more prefer to deal with a lawyer that's associated with the bar association that I got somebody can go and lay a complaint for.
That is wisdom, because... In the final analysis, while the two are on the two different tracks, one has to do with the Constitution, the other one has to do with you as the consumer associating with a particular lawyer. For example, if you are a parent and you want your child at a day nursery, you can either choose to use the list that the Child Care Board offers. I saw it in the Sunday Sun a couple of weeks ago or a week ago. And benefit from, as you're talking about, the recourse if something does happen, or you can choose to go to one that doesn't fall on the list, and then you know that you can, you know, it can result in something, and you may not get the recourse that you may want. So the point you're making is pretty wise, that if you want to have a particular lawyer and you want to go through the BRA, that's I think that's wisdom. Right. Not BRA, Barbados, the Law Association. The Bar Association.
And I will hope that the Bar Association make their lawyers put something outside the door that really clerks know well concerning the Bar Association. And when I see none in there, that means they're moving. I'm looking for one spot, a register.
That's an interesting perspective.
So thank you very much, sister. You enjoy your day.
You're welcome, sir. This is Dr. Brass Stacks.
Good morning, Maureen.
Morning, thanks for holding.
Good morning. I have a problem here. I don't know if you can help me with it. I applied to the Barbados Water Authority since June this year for service at my residence.
Mm-hmm.
Up to this day, I ain't get the service. Every month, I'm getting a credit note for the $400.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going on with them. When I call, there's all kind of problem with the jackhammer, problem with everything you can think of under the sun.
This is a new residence?
Yes, it's a new residence, but I mean from since June down to this October.
Yeah, that's 3 months, July, August, September. And then October, that's 4 months.
Precisely. Last time I called last week, they told me they're having problems with hijama. So nobody at Marbury Saint get service at the house since June. What happened to the hijama? So nobody knows of that. Nobody knows anything anymore because they have to cut across the road here by me. But I mean, no, they didn't come and cut the road. They went and patched the road here last week. MTW went and patched the road here just where a pipe was cut before. So now that it's patched, then we come and dig it up. No, we're never to come to have that big gap now in the whole the road again.
And you're raising, that's an interesting point there in terms of where organizations need to. Their work must coincide so as not to put more disruption on the point of the consumer.
Precisely. So. I mean, from June to this day, it's like 5th of June, early June. Up to this day, you can't get service, Gannett.
I'm sorry to hear, but this is a call for the Barbados Water Authority. I don't want to ask you your address, but please, that person's or those persons who have applied for that connection, please communicate with them and please hurry in terms of the timetabling so as to assist the consumer, the user of your service.
Very poor service. And the other thing, they had money for me from since 2008. I only knew of this money since I went in June to reapply up where I'm living now for service. That they had money in me from 2008.
Did you get it back? No. Did you request?
No. I ain't get it back. I ain't get back my extra $19.
Okay.
So they have $419 and I still can't get the water service.
I will hope that it is rectified as soon as possible. Much to your satisfaction.
I will really hope so too because it's too long and it speaks very, very bad of them. Communication, work-wise and everything.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, am I on the program?
You are, indeed.
Thank you very much. The speaker about 3 calls ago, on whom Mr. Dennis Johnson broke in, I listened to his conversation with Mr. Wickham yesterday. Not yesterday, I think it was Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not commenting on whether or not he was edited. My comment is that I thought that Mr. Wickham was insensitive to the fact that he was a believer. I don't think that Mr. Wickham or anyone else must believe the gospel. That's their choice, and that's what the Bible upholds. But I think that Muslims, Hindus, Christians, Buddhists, whatever your belief is, that you ought to be treated with what I think is sensitivity. I wouldn't even use the word respect. I think people's beliefs are up to them.
Yes.
But one should not be held up to ridicule because one believes something that you don't believe. So it's my suggestion that Mr. Wickham ought to be more sensitive when he's dealing with people who want to express their confidence in the Word of God. Believing God is an act of faith, and no one can prove that God exists except by experience, I guess, and by intuition. And I think it's not fair to be ridiculing people for what they believe or think. So I would wish for that to desist and that Mr. Wickham should be more sensitive when he's dealing with people who want to raise religious issues. I would say the same thing if I were speaking of a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist or whatever. I think we need to respect or be sensitive to each other's beliefs.
Thank you so much. Your point is very well made. The exercising of sensitivity, I would add respect on different people's views and beliefs, is something that I fully endorse, and I try to exercise that here on this program. And I didn't get a chance to hear the other program, so I don't have any comment on it, but I would encourage persons to exercise that sensitivity. As you said, it's really an act of faith, believing in God, and we also must respect those other persons who follow the Muslim faith, Islam, and the other religions that are out there. This is Down to Brass Tacks. The music tells us that we are going to the regional roundup down to brass tacks. Down to brass tacks. Down to brass tacks. Good afternoon.
A blessing good afternoon to you and yours.
Thank you.
And to the staff at Starcom and all listeners. I have 2 points. One is I would like to know, I heard a gentleman speaking about price control. I would like to know if price going on English potatoes and other food items. Because there's a wholesale place where we go, and you know, you buy in bulk and divide between family and friends. Okay. You will buy a bag of English potatoes, 50 pounds at 26. I called to get one yesterday and it's $35 now. So I want to know if the price gone up. And my other thing, there's a gentleman who was speaking about workmen. Mm-hmm. It isn't only young people. It is senior people too. I am a victim from 3 years ago. New brown roof, Parmaclad. Hire a gentleman to fix. First thing I asked him is if you know you can't do fix the roof. No, ma'am, I can do it. He destroyed my roof.
Oh, boy.
I called in another guy. He came. Got worse. I gave him 3 gallons of compound. Compound in cost 3 cents. I can go up on the roof because I was sick. Other people went there asked me what the gentleman did. I don't know what he did with the compound. I was at the hospital and I was speaking to the because they canceled my appointment and they was upset because they had another carpenter here doing my flooring. And I said I could have been home with the gentleman, you know, assisting or whatever. This gentleman came up to me and I told him what happened. He told me he would come. He would fix the roof. I thought the gentleman could do what he said he would do. Ma'am, it was. The last thing that happened here with me is in the bathroom, all that rain that fall, my ceiling falling. The gentleman was supposed to come here. He haven't got his yet. I'm $4,000 and change I spent trying to get put on a new roof and trying to get right to fire event. I called one place, they told me about it. The time had gone, go to somewhere else, I went. And when I went, when we went to the tribunal, the first one wanted to give me $300. I knew his girlfriend. She's not a virgin. And I used to help her out with her children and things. But when I come home and I look at my roof and I see so much damage and how much money I had to spend, I said, no. I wish to know, so I ain't hear the case yet. And I am not working anymore. And my roof just deteriorated. My ceiling. Yes. And I have decorated plate in the front of the house. All the decorated plate. This is, my house is 30-something years old. And all the way. I could leave all my old roof because it wasn't that bad. And a new brown roof. So I tell only the young people, as the gentleman say, or some, quite a say some. It is mature people like me and you that taking people money dishonestly and doing the bad work and refusing to come back to rectify the work. And then when you're like me that you can't afford a lawyer to get back your money, you have to stay with it. So I know many more people out there that like me with bad work from dishonest and wicked work. Men that have people money and do bad work. Anyhow, you have a blessed afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you so much for raising that issue. Further confirming that a lot of it is in the people more so than in the age of the person. Some people just have no scruples taking person's money, attempting or pretending to fix something or to assist a person, and then look at what we see as a result. Persons not having their work done, someone having to go back for a fridge, like in the previous case, the guy went back for his freezer, and in your case, not only is your roof poorly done, but now with the onslaught of water and that heavy rain, now your ceiling has dropped in. I'm really, really sorry, and there's a trend I'm hearing, though. There's some familiarity with us and the person, and we assume that all is well and we take the person's word as bond and then they prove otherwise. So I would encourage us to be as vigilant as possible when it comes to dispensing any of our monies for any services that we need, whether we are young or old, and whether those persons providing those services are young and old. Because some people are not well-intentioned, and they may dress good, they may smell good, they may look good, and they may sound good. And that's not all. We also have to make sure that we get good recommendations from others, and that we can verify that their work is as they say it is before we start to put our monies in other people's hands. Because as you know, money doesn't come that easily, and we don't want to lose it that readily. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I do want to say from a WhatsApper that there's a broken pipeline connected to the main in the area of Payne's Bay, St. James, number 2 Chapel Road, opposite the fish market, and a lot of water is running down the gap, as has been reported. So the call is for the Barbados Water Authority to address the problem, and they are aware, as they said here, that the team is doing a pretty good job, so they want them to continue, but also to come to Chapel Gap, opposite the fish market. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Ms. Gill.
Good afternoon.
We have a problem in Barbados. And one of the biggest problems we have is that we refuse to acknowledge that when we have problems. We always want to believe that it's not a problem. Don't worry. Okay, we don't want to accept the truth. We prefer to live in the delusion that this society is such a wonderful society and everything is fine and hunky-dory, and until when everything then collapses, we come up with this, oh, we didn't know this was how bad it was.
Which is the specific problem you're speaking to.
Which specific problem?
Yes.
The entire problem that is Barbados. Every single problem that we have in this country is exacerbated by the fact that we refuse to acknowledge them when until it's too late, until it becomes virtually too late. This whole situation with guns, we are now talking about murders and shootings that are happening more and more on it, not even a weekly basis, but it seems to be almost daily now. You're hearing that somebody has been shot by a gun, that somebody has been shot. Okay? Now, this didn't just happen yesterday. It didn't just start even last year. This has been building up and building up and building up. And we have refused to acknowledge that this is what is happening.
When you say we have refused, you're speaking to the officials who have responsibility?
Not just the officials, Barbadians. Because I'm not separating officials from Barbadians, from the general public. Because the officials are the general public. We are all responsible for this. And the fact of the matter is that we do not acknowledge the things that are happening and try to rectify those things, despite giving the warnings for them all the time. Now, I listened to some of the conversations which you were having this morning. And let me start first. Okay? Because I have a problem with some of the moderators in that I believe you all have created some of the monsters that come on this program. That you had a gentleman, the first caller you had, I believe, who was incredibly rude to you. Rude and obnoxious for absolutely no reason. And was not... They wanted to make a point, and they could not think of any other way to make that point other than the way that they did. And the fact that you were trying to be nice and all that sort of stuff is acceptable. As far as I'm concerned, that's one of the reasons I could never be a moderator.
But nice is not in my vocabulary, though.
I hang up the phone.
Nice is not in my vocabulary. Nice. But I try to be kind. I try to be sensitive and I try to be respectful, but not nice.
Yes, but kind, and but this is the point, right? Being kind, in my opinion, from what I was listening, you're kind and receptive is being very nice. Okay? When there's no need to be like that, you cannot let people come across like that on the radio. I'm quite sure you can defend yourself. There's nothing against you, but what I'm saying is that when it comes out on the radio, and people can behave that way and get away with it, this goes to the root of the problem that we're talking about in Barbados. Because a lot of the crime and violence that is happening now is because a lot of people feel that they can do it. They don't see the consequences for it immediately, and therefore they feel they can get away with it. Whether it be in the law courts, that the length of time it takes for a charge to be done or whatever, a case to be heard, stretches on into years, and people then could commit those crimes again and again and again because there is no they don't feel that there are consequences. And even if the consequences are then applied, the fact of the matter is I've heard people say, well, they don't have a problem with going, with killing somebody
sitting down
and going and sit down up in Dodds for a couple of years and spend some time. It'll be worth it to them.
What I would say, though, we have a very, and I've said this on several occasions, and I hear your observation, and I respect your posture, and there's nothing I can do that can change an insensitive person, merely other than to tolerate and or to try to engage. There's some people who want monologues and not dialogues. Brass Tacks doesn't facilitate monologues. So sooner rather than later, a person who only wants a monologue will probably talk to themselves. So my way of handling scenarios like that, and fortunately or unfortunately, I'm trained in mediation, and therefore I know how to manage difficult scenarios. And even beyond my training, I just have had several experiences where in the past I might have dealt with something differently, and you learn from your experiences, etc. But one thing I don't try to do is to change a person. Motivation and those things come from internal. It doesn't come external.
No, but Ms. Gill, you see, this is where you get me wrong. I'm not trying to tell you to change anybody. Okay, this is the point which I'm trying to get across in Barbados. Sometimes we feel that conversation,
it's that sufficient.
Eventually the person will see the light. And we have to recognize that there are people who will not see the light regardless of what you try to do.
Right. So how do you work then with those persons?
Even if they do see it and understand that, they are not going to change. I'm not telling you to try to change anybody. What I'm trying to tell you is that you need to recognize the times when further conversation with somebody is not going to be worth it.
Okay.
Or that the... And I'm not.
No, I welcome your thoughts. I'm listening to you.
I'm not talking about you per se.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm generally talking about is my observation of what we do a lot of in Barbados. Because on Sunday, for example, we had the conversation about crime of violence,
yes.
And we had these two researchers there. And what was coming across from the researchers is that, yes, we are at epidemic proportions, but don't worry, it takes time to do things, and we are doing things, and it's this kind of, the more research that has to be done is being done, and we have to investigate this, blah, 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 blah. Even in the conversation which you were having with Patrick earlier, what was coming across to me was he was trying to tell you, listen, we need to take action now. We need to take dramatic and drastic action now. And the attitude which I was getting from me was, well, things aren't really as bad as you think they are. This kind of like mediation kind of
too
approach,
easy.
Right? And this is the problem we have in Barbados. We are waiting too long to do the things that have to be done.
But the same Patrick spoke about the Constitution and how we have to manage the rights of other persons.
No, but again, here we go again. The challenge, so you're telling me that we have to be talking about how we are going to approach changes to the Constitution for more and more years? How long does it take to have a conversation about something? How long does it take to we have heard on many occasions that the obstacle to some prosecutions is the lack of legislation which allows electronic evidence to be brought in, to be introduced, video evidence and those sort of things. Why has that not been changed as yet? The argument that was given from the last administration was that they didn't have enough people to draft legislation or to analyze the legislation. I cannot accept that argument. No, this is a new administration, and I'm fully behind it 110%. And I believe that Ms. Motley and those, they will, I have faith in them, okay? But the point of the matter is that you have to do something about it. Now, I have not heard them, I have not heard people, I've heard judges and lawyers, but not lawyers, I've heard judges say that they do not have, or others articulate, that they are not being given the resources that they need in order to do the things that they have to do. And that they are frustrated at all different levels. Why is that being is that allowed to continue? Mm-hmm. We are ignoring these things, and we have to stop that. I heard you talk about a gentleman called you earlier, speaking about lawyers, and
about the Bar Association.
Yeah, and the Bar Association. I am fully against the bar. Fully in favor of the ruling which was made that you don't have to join the Bar Association.
Right.
I believe you need to have an association, but I also believe that the Bar Association is not there to protect the interests of the people of Barbados.
But the interests of the lawyers. Okay, the music is telling us that we have to wrap up. We are just a couple minutes away from the lunchtime latest. It was good chatting with you. Thank you for sharing your contribution. We have a number of callers. We hope that they hold on until we come back. This is Down to Brass Tacks.